This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The Searsville Dam near Palo Alto is causing big trouble on the peninsula. You might not know that, though. The 122-year-old, 65-foot-tall dam is closed to the public, hidden away on hundreds of acres owned by Stanford University.
I think that for years, Searsville Dam has been Stanford's well-kept dirty little secret.
Attorney Christopher Sproul represents two environmental organizations suing Stanford over the dam. They say it blocks endangered trout from getting to their breeding grounds, and they want Stanford to do something about it. The university has said it'll announce its plans any day now. KALW's Audrey Dilling has more.
Part of the delay is that Stanford is reviewing a lot of environmental issues happening on the land. The Searsville Dam's just one part of that. But when it comes to the trout, Stanford has three choices. They can take down the dam, build some alternative passage for the fish to get over or around it, or do nothing. Attorney Chris Sproul doesn't like option three.
I think probably the primary reason why they keep the dam is bureaucratic inertia. I mean, Stanford's a very large institution. It's a big decision.
He and I are standing on the side of a rural road in residential Portola Valley, up the hill from Stanford. We're peering down into Corte Madera Creek.
This is up above Searsville Dam. This is historic habitat for steelhead trout.
Corte Madera Creek flows down to the dam, then merges with the San Francisquito Creek below it. Up here, the creek cuts through a windy, shady ravine.
So if you're a steelhead, you're trying to get up into these upper little pockets, and there's particular ideal characteristics that a steelhead is looking for.
I can see right through the crystal clear water to the gravel on the bottom. This is where the trout want to hide their eggs. This spot is one of the last remaining like it in the area.
But steelhead trout are blocked from getting here currently by Searsville Dam.
The steelhead trout trying to get up this creek are a federally recognized threatened species. That means they're likely to become endangered in the near future, and they're protected by the Endangered Species Act. That means you can't mess with them. But the environmental groups suing Stanford say that's exactly what the university is doing, because the steelhead can't get over the dam. And they see another problem. Stanford sometimes takes water from the creek to irrigate its campus. Chris Sproul can't get over that.
You've got to be kidding me. Stanford University is pumping water out of these little creeks that's endangered species habitat to irrigate a golf course?
By this point, you might be wondering why Stanford even owns a dam. So let's back up for a minute to understand how we got here. Way back in 1892, a private company built the dam and created the Searsville Reservoir, hoping to make a new source of water for San Francisco. Small problem, the water that pooled up in the reservoir was undrinkable. The solution? Searsville Lake. For decades, people flocked there to swim and boat. In the meantime, Stanford acquired the 1,200 acres surrounding the dam to study local plant life, animals, air quality, things like that. To protect that research, in 1975, the university made the land off limits to the public. Honestly, it wasn't such a big loss. Today, the lake is more of a marsh, almost completely full of sediment you wouldn't want to swim in. Steelhead trout, on the other hand, well, they'd love to swim in it, if they could get there. And that's what Sproul says the environmental groups want to see. First, they want Stanford to stop taking water out of the creek.
To leave that water in the creek and allow it to flow downstream, and we also want them to allow fish passage past Searsville Dam back up to the upper watershed. Various ways they could do that, taking out the dam would be the best.
So they're suing the university to make that happen. Stanford has been exploring its options for the past few years. Taking down a dam sounds complicated, especially one that's in the middle of Silicon Valley. Stanford officials declined to be interviewed for this story, so I put my questions to the San Francisquito Creek Joint Powers Authority.
Hi, I am trying to reach Len Matterman.
Matterman and the JPA are in charge of maintaining the creek area below the dam, the one the trout swim up.
Okay.
It flows through Palo Alto, Menlo Park, and East Palo Alto.
What do you need to think about if you're going to take down a dam in a residential area?
Well, I think it's first worth kind of understanding what the Searsville Dam provides in terms of flood protection.
For one thing, it keeps sediment from filling the creek, so the banks are less likely to overflow in a storm. East Palo Alto has a history of flooding in big storms, as it did in the recent big ones this past December. One thing Stanford said is that taking down the dam could make the next big flood worse. But Matterman says there are other ways for cities to protect themselves, and other things to consider.
Does it concern you just when you think about it? Does it sound like something that you think is a good idea or a bad idea to take it down?
If Stanford were to take down the dam, I think that's fine. I've been kind of aware of some of the potential ecosystem benefits of removing the dam, and I agree that there are some benefits to that.
There's one other big issue, which is that the dam has been around for more than a century now. There's a marsh up there with a lot of animals that have come to depend on it, like birds, turtles, and frogs. Environmentalists are split on this one. Some want to save those animals, but others, like environmental attorney Chris Sproul, say many of them are invasive. They just make things worse. And then, of course, there's the cost of dealing with all this. According to a report by a consulting firm working with Stanford, taking down the dam could cost around $6 million. Building alternative passages for trout could cost up to $2 million. Doing nothing? Well, that doesn't cost anything now. But the environmentalists say they'll keep fighting. Again, Chris Sproul.
Here in California, in close to these major metropolitan areas, we have this incredible wildlife. We can see these fish. And a steelhead can jump up to 15 feet in the air. I mean, to wipe out a fish that can jump over a 15-foot barrier is, I just think, unconscionable.
In public statements, Stanford officials have said that, quote, good environmental stewardship is important to them, and that they're trying to balance research, biodiversity, and their own water needs, as well as logistics and cost. They'll announce their decision in the near future. For CrossCurrents, I'm Audrey Dilling.